And pause. It appears to me that most people have been using their free time lately to do things like binge watch TV, while binge eating and drinking. It also seems to be a big joke to many. Does that behavior seem harmless to you? After all, most of us are supposed to be confined to our homes with the other people who reside there. If you don't know what else to do, you may see nothing wrong with it. No one will be driving. Relax and enjoy yourself. I see at least three problems from Father's perspective. First of all, the TV has become their god, the hiding place they have run to for shelter from the storm. Second, binge eating is gluttony, which is also considered a sin. And third, excessive drinking is shamed throughout the scriptures. They are headed for destruction. Their god is their belly. They are concerned about the things of the world. Philippians 3:19. If you are living alone, you probably don't have a flock to lead right now. But if there are others living in your home, you need a leader, and it may be you. Therefore, I urge congregation leaders among you, shepherd the flock of God that is under your care, exercising oversight, not out of constraint, but willingly, as God wants, and not out of desire of dishonest gain, but with enthusiasm. Also, not as doers domineering over those in your care, but as people who became examples of the flock. 1 Peter 5, verses 1 through 3. We, as Christians, truly need to be on guard, especially right now. If an idle mind becomes the devil's playground, we must do our best to turn our minds to Father for ourselves and because we are the example for those who are watching us. This is our opportunity to grow closer in the relationship that has the power to define our future. Throw your anxieties upon Him because He cares about you. Stay sober. Stay alert. Your enemy, the adversary, stalks about like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. 1 Peter 5, verses 7 and 8. Satan must think his ship is coming in with so many people who don't know what to do with themselves. But we are citizens of heaven, and it is from there that we expect a deliverer, the Lord Yeshua, the Messiah. Philippians 3:20. Don't be caught off guard. He has warned us that He will come when we least expect Him. Don't let your light go out. Rejoice that He is still in control and will bring restoration. It's what He does.